creating the most engaging Facebook Live events. To create really engaging Facebook Live events, there are things that you need to do prior to the event, during the event, and after the event. You will provide your brand with a well-deserved boost if you create engaging events, and all it requires is some thought and following a few simple steps. Unfortunately, there are many examples of poor Facebook Live videos around. These videos look like they were an afterthought or a business just going through the motions. They are boring and uninspiring. We don't want you to create these kind of events, so follow the steps below and produce engaging events instead. 1. Create your event around what your audience wants. The more that you know your audience, the better. They will willingly tell you what they want in terms of content for your next Facebook Live event if you ask them. When you are able to create a Facebook Live event that helps people to solve the problems that they have, then your audience will love it. Engaging Facebook Live events are exciting for the audience. If you really want to excite your audience, then ask them to choose the topic of your next event. You can ask them directly, run surveys and polls, and create the theme of your event around common questions that your audience has about the niche. 2. Schedule your event and promote it first. You want to build up as much anticipation for your Facebook Live event as you can. So we recommend that you schedule your event for the following week and then use the time before to promote as hard as possible. If you create an informative video for YouTube or write a great blog post, then you will publish first and then promote. But it doesn't work that way with Facebook Live. You want to get as many people to view the live event as you can, so promotion before it happens is the best approach. You can create posts on Facebook about your upcoming event and then boost these posts so that you extend your reach to people that are not your followers yet. This is inexpensive to do and can be highly effective. Target your audience specifically and make your post really appealing and you will get good results. We recommend that with each post you make about your upcoming event, you share something different about it with your audience. Don't just use the same message over and over again. Talk about some valuable information that you will share and include different tips in each post. Don't just use Facebook to tell the world about your next Facebook Live event. If you have other social channels, then use these to get people excited about it. Send emails out to your email list telling them about your event. Publish posts on your blog about it. Utilize every channel that you have available. 3. Prepare your environment. The main difference between Facebook Live events and live streaming on YouTube is that Facebook is seen as more easygoing. A YouTube live event tends to be a lot more serious. Despite this, you want to eliminate as many distractions as you can to create the most engaging Facebook Live events. We suggest that you forget about the easygoing reputation that Facebook Live events have and try to create the most professional production that you can. After all, this is your business and your brand, and you do not want it to be a shamble. More people are going to watch a live event than they are a standard video, so put your best foot forward. Check your environment before you start recording. Are there things in your environment that could distract your viewers? How good is the lighting? What does the audio sound like? You can do a test recording to check for all these things and then make any subsequent changes. Broadcasting against a plain background can work well. If you have a background that has a lot of clutter in it, then your audience can be very distracted by this. So, keep it minimal. You want your viewers to concentrate on you and what you have to say. 4. Timing is everything. If you conduct your Facebook Live broadcast at the wrong time, then you will seriously reduce the number of viewers. You need to do your homework on where your audience are located and determine the best time for your event. If you schedule your Facebook Live event for a time where most of your audience are working, then you will get dismal viewing figures. The figures will be even worse if you hold your event when your audience are normally sleeping. Facebook Live is a global tool that you can use to boost your brand no matter where you are located in the world. If you live in Europe and your target market is North America, then you may have to make sacrifices. You may have to run events that are late in the day for you, but are timed well for your audience. Remember, it is about them and not you. 5. Keep updating your audience. Now we are into tips for engaging Facebook Live videos during the event. One thing that you always need to bear in mind is that people can join your event at any time. Not everyone is going to be there from the start, so you need to make announcements at different times during your event so that everyone is up to date. So you can say things like, "Welcome if you have recently joined us. We are talking about XYZ at the moment, and before that, we discussed ABC. You get the idea. It's always a good idea to share an agenda for your event with your viewers so they know what to expect. This will help to keep them viewing your event for the longest possible time. 6. Interaction is king. We have mentioned the fact that you need a good level of interaction in your Facebook Live event a few times in this training, and the reason for this is that it is so important for a truly engaging event. A lot of people that attend Facebook Live events want to interact with the host, so don't deprive them of this. You want to give your audience the feeling that your event is really a two-way conversation with you and your business. People leave comments on a Facebook Live event more than 10 times more than normal videos. Make sure that all of the comments are visible live with your event. When others see these comments, they will be more inclined to share their own thoughts. You will probably need some help here. Comments can come in thick and fast, and if you have someone assisting you, they can make you aware of the most common themes, etc. Respond to comments as fast as you can. An alternative to this is to have a session at the end where you will address them. This is the same as a question and answer session, which can be very effective. People want to know that you take their opinion seriously, and responding to their comments is the best way to do this. Give some shout-outs with your event. When your event finishes, the recording will be available, and you can bring attention to this by sharing a post thanking all those that attended your event, for example. Try asking people for even more comments and questions about your event. They will feel good about this and will help to boost engagement. 7. Use your events to build relationships. Don't use your Facebook Live events as one long series of advertisements. There are different ways that you can promote your products and services using Facebook Live, and we will cover these in the next video. Focus on developing a strong relationship with your audience. Some of the viewers to your live events will not have heard of you or your brand before, so you need to take the opportunity of building trust with them. You need to treat each event like you are trying to make a good first impression. 8. Promote your video after the event. Take every opportunity that you can to promote your recorded event video to those that did not attend live. Make a post on your website about it and use other channels to get the word out. If you have a YouTube channel, then you can post the video there as well. Don't go overboard with this. Most people have a Facebook account, but not everyone has, and you may find this is the case with some of your list subscribers, for example. This is why adding your video to YouTube where anyone can watch it is important. 9. What can you do better? When your event is over, go through the recording to see how well you performed. Did you come across in a friendly way? What mistakes did you make? Did anything go wrong? You can always do things better the next time around. Use metrics available within Facebook to see how many people attended the event and what your reach was. Facebook has a lot of insightful metrics that we encourage you to use after your events. Learn about all of them and use them regularly. In the next video, we will discuss how you can use Facebook Live to drive leads and sales.